Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, good evening, and welcome. It's time for us to have a lovely time. I'm eating some bread, but I'm not a duck. He's not a pig, but he does roll in muck. He's not a cow, and he's not a horse. We're humans, of course. We've got nice human thumbs and cool humanoid bums. That's right. With the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast. With the Horn Section Podcast. Yes, it's the Horn Section Podcast. Hello.
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 Stop Hello. Everything that you're doing. Put your hands in the air. The boys are back in town and they're going to launch straight into their brand new hit single.
I am a prick, so am I.
I am a prick too,
and so am I.
Me too.
What a start that was.
That was well worth it.
how is everyone? All the pricks?
Oh, good.
Prickish? Yeah.
Well, yeah. My name is Alex, and at night time, in bed, I lie on my front, but I have my head angled up, so I'm looking directly at the headboard, and my arms are both out like wings, and then I move my legs forwards and back like a frog till I drop off. How do the rest of you guys go to sleep? Joe?
I like the fetal position in bed.
Yeah.
Just get it all as tight as possible.
Eyes tightly shut.
Yeah, everything's very tight.
Knees under your chin.
Right up. Tucked under.
Like what's Tom going? Daly.
Yeah.
Like a sword wobble, sideways Tom Daly.
Wobble gently.
Yeah, what are you thinking about? What are you thinking about?
I like to picture sort of different colours and shapes and let the small amount of light that goes through the eyelids into your eyes really sort of follow those patterns.
Well, you take acid before you go to bed.
Yeah,
every night without fail.
Right, well, that's what is often called an insight into the musician. But do we have an excellent guest with us today? Of course we do. And that excellent guest is only Ellie Taylor.
Hey.
Ellie Taylor's here. Hey, say hello to Ellie Taylor, everyone.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi, Ellie. Hi, Ellie.
I'm recording and I'm on airplane mode, so that's good.
Oh, wow. I'm not, and in the last podcast, I had a nosebleed.
Oh, dear.
And I find them embarrassing.
I have only had them when I was pregnant.
Ah, maybe that's it.
They just had this one weird side effect of pregnancy you can get, apparently. Do you know another thing I heard about you can get during pregnancy? Something called... it's called the Chadwick sign, which is really weird, but it basically means your vagina can go blue.
Yeah, that's weirder than I was going.
Mm.
Sort of bright blue?
Like a purpley blue. I didn't get like the Pantone exactly, but I've heard it's bluish, yeah.
Well, we were both recording for that bit, so I guess we'll see what happens. Welcome to the Horn Section Podcast, Ellie Taylor.
Thank you so much for having me.
Today, I'm going to ask you 50 questions. That's the format. And the first question is that all right with you?
Yes.
Good. Question two, where are you today, Ellie?
My house.
Great. We're cracking through it. And who is Ellie Taylor? Now, for this one, I thought we'd both answer. We'll sort of do a line at a time. I don't mind who starts.
You start.
Okay. Ellie Taylor is an English comedian.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's about it, isn't it?
Well, I had a comma after comedian.
Oh, writer?
Yes, I've got writer. I've got television personality. How do you? Well, I can't ask you that, actually. I haven't got enough questions to ask you a follow-up one.
Okay. Fair enough.
It says actor. No, it says actress, actually, but I was going to change it to actor. But
I think that's, that's the correct thing to do, I think, actor.
And then yes. I also followed up with, she's been on tons of stuff, like Mott the Week, Live at the Apollo, MASH Report, 8 out of 10 cats. I've got Where You Were Born. My last one was, she used to fill in for Emma Bunton on Heart Radio. So then, question four, what's Emma Bunton like?
Well, I was filling in for her, so she wasn't there.
That's so sad. I wondered if that was the case. So you just sat in her chair.
I sat in her little spicy chair. No, I have actually met her. I have met her before, and she was very nice.
Which is good to hear, but it would be much better if she was evil and very tall.
Oh, yeah, she's not. She's exactly the height you imagine in your head.
And not evil in the end. Question six. Are you a musical person, Ellie Taylor?
I like music, but I can't play any instruments.
Like me.
And I'm an okay singer, but nothing spectacular. But my dream would be to have one of those huge voices where I could be a West End star. Oh. That would be my absolute... If to be in a West End musical... Oh, my God. I can't imagine anything more thrilling.
I always think, we can all sing a bit, and then you hear someone who can sing and you go, wow, it's a proper instrument, isn't it? Like when I heard Jason Manford sing for the first time, I was blown away. I couldn't believe it. I'd love to have that inside my chest.
Do you think if you can carry a tune, does everyone have that potentially inside them and we just need to be trained? Do you think it's within us?
I like to think so, but I don't think so. I'm so sorry. I have heard you sing, and I do think you've got a nice voice.
You haven't heard me sing.
Question seven. What have I heard you sing on, Ellie Taylor? Me and millions. Unfortunately, we're all blessed.
Oh God! I know. I did a weird comic relief thing a few years ago where I had to dance and sing.
Yeah, well,
which I'm not.
It was called Sing and Dance, but dance and sing is fine.
Sing and Dance for Comic Relief, yeah. And I sang with Pete Furman, the magician and comedian.
Correct.
We did the classic duo. We did Little Mix's Black Magic, and the premise was he was a magician, and I was the magician's assistant.
Yeah.
So I had to appear out of a box. But the fun fact is, Alex, most magician's assistants are about 5'3". Mm. And the size of a broomstick, and I am 5'11", and I'm a reasonably, not black, wide woman. They had to make the box bigger for me because my hips wouldn't physically fit in there.
And then they got a couple more assistants as well. You ended up being the assistant to the assistants.
Yes, that's true. He pulled some assistants out of a wicker basket.
A little basket, yeah. Then you were stood on the side, but you were singing the whole way through.
Yeah, not very well, though.
Well, I really liked it because it felt like something from, like, an Edinburgh show or a horn section show, really, where you're trying to do an awful lot of things. You're trying to sing a song, do a dance, be part of a magic trick. But weirdly, it's on telly and loads of people are watching. It's probably the biggest gig you'd done at the time. I mean, it was huge.
Oh, yeah, and we were putting swords through the basket.
Flaming torches, yes.
Flaming torches!
Well, I've got a little comment from YouTube which says, there was absolutely no point whatsoever setting the ends of the skewers alight. Is this guy a successful magician? Love Ellie Taylor, though. He is a successful magician. Pete Furman is brilliant. What he's not is a singer, and I really enjoyed his voice.
Oh, is your love there? Call it out tonight! Yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah, I think it was great, and I think you came across really well. It looked like you were having...
Cool. It didn't make you go, she's going to be the next celeb booking for Chicago,
no,
did
but
it?
No, it did make me annoyed that you were more talented than you... You know, if you say you're not musical, but then suddenly you did that. And it was really impressive that you did the dance as well, and you were part of a magic trick.
Alex, you're being very kind. It was unbelievably average, but thank you.
No, it was above average. And lots of people did say, you've got a good voice, he doesn't. But you were in contrast to him.
Okay, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Oh, we're back in the podcast zone, guys.
All right.
Did you see the picture I sent to you, Alex? I sent you a picture.
Yeah, man.
When did you send me a picture?
Just now.
How did you work? By post?
Yeah. Should have a little...
Electric post.
Oh, that's nice. Do you want me to tell everyone what the picture is that you sent me?
Well, it's the context was to do with your intro.
Oh, yeah. Well, the intro in the opening lyrics, I said, I'm eating some bread, but I'm not a duck. And Ed sent me a picture of him with two ducks. And I think he's doing a duck with his hand. Is it pretending your hand's a duck?
Yeah,
that's
like
really
that.
Good. Maybe I'll put that picture on Twitter right now. Just the picture with no explanation. And we'll see what comments we get by the end of the episode.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That's exciting.
I think when you do a picture of a duck, it shouldn't give you an option of tweet. It should give you an option of quack.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Yep. Yeah. Everyone with me on that?
Yeah.
Everyone thinks that's a good thing to say?
Yeah.
Hey, it's a jam-packed show today. It really is. It's It's even fuller than jam-packed. It's fudge-filled. It's ham-crammed. It's lard-loaded. It's chorizo chocolate. It's spam-slammed. So let's have a moment of quiet before all that. As someone... Who's got a guitar? Anyone got a guitar?
Yeah.
Mark's got a guitar.
He's reluctant.
He's very reluctant. Lucky boy. So, guys, in this podcast, it's a music podcast, so it's always worth having your instruments ready to play, like the pianist, like the good boy.
The best boy.
The best little boy.
What do you want me to play?
Oh, I want you to play some very high guitar while Ben Reynolds guides us around his face.
High guitar?
Yeah, a high guitar, and he's going to give us a guided tour of his face.
I can't hear a thing. But
tell us about your face, Ben.
Okay, guys. I'm going to start at the chin. There's a small amount of hair, not enough to ever grow a beard, but too much that I do have to shave. And then if you go straight up vertically to the nose, it's bent to the left. So if I look in a mirror, I look completely different. And then we're going to go up over down to the cheek. There's what I call my beauty spot, or what my girlfriend says it looks like it looks like a Cocoa Pop. It's a... The mole.
Your beauty pop.
Beauty pop. Yeah. That's it. That's my face.
Okay. Thanks, Ben.
Oh, and there's some ears.
Oh, yeah. Where are they? Yeah. Just roughly.
Pleasure.
Slap bang set.
Pleasure.
Oh, on the outside.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a massive delay to Ben, but I don't think it matters again.
It was better for it.
Well, never that was lovely. You. It was lovely. But stop press. I've got an update about UFOs.
I'm sure that I saw an unidentified thing, and that thing flied, and I was quite surprised. I saw it with my eyes in 2005. Now I need to describe what I saw to you guys. A UFO, that's what I think I saw. I would like to see more. A-U-F-O, that's what I think I saw. U-F-O-S, I would like to see more.
Yes, you remember I was trying to track down an UFO that I saw in 2005 or 2006. We didn't talk about it last week because I've been shut down by the government and I'm not allowed to talk about it at all anymore. And I have with me on the line Deputy Home Secretary Norman Clark is with us. Hello, Norman. So if you'll just check your phones.
It's not me, thank the Lord.
God, I'm on aeroplane mode. I'm worried now.
Just airplane mode, it's called.
Oh, it's definitely you, Joe.
Sorry, Norman Clark, are you there, Norman Clark?
Sounds like he's in character already.
Hello, Alex.
Norman, why are you shouting? Where are you, Norman?
I'm in the Houses of Parliament, on the front bench next to Big Boris.
Right, why are you shouting, Norman?
Bloody politics, Alex.
Right, fair enough, Norman. And is it true I'm not allowed to talk about UFOs anymore, Norman?
Listen to me, Alex Hornsection. You may think you saw an UFO in 2005 or 6, and that's all very well, but I was voted for by democracy, and you may not talk about UFOs anymore. Otherwise, there will be civil unrest and no more UFO chat. All right, dipshit.
Have you gone, Norman?
Yes, bye-bye.
Bye, Norman.
Bye, Norman.
Bye, Norman.
That's it. That's the end of the UFO thread of the podcast.
Oh, that was a short. That was a short one.
UFOs.
Mercifully,
I would like to see more.
Yes, that was a short one, but maybe it's not the end of the UFO thread.
Oh, good.
Well, let's see how I'm getting on with Ellie Taylor. Well, Ellie, you've got a website. Congratulations. What is the address? What is the website address? Do you know?
Now, I haven't updated it for a while. I'm going to say elletaylorcomedy.com.
Correct. And actually,
thank you.
You might not have updated it, but it is pretty up to date. I was quite envious of how good it looked. But you describe yourself as something on the homepage. Do you remember what it is?
Oh, yes. I know it ends with Steve Tyler lookalike.
That's the bit I'm interested in. On this one, it's Ellie Taylor, comedian, actor, Steve Tyler lookalike. And on this occasion, I mean, you're not being generous. But I like what you've done there. And I really like Steve Tyler. So we're going to have a quick dive into a Steve Tyler rabbit hole, if that's all right.
Please do.
The next 10 questions are all about Steve Tyler. True or false, if you get more than 7 right, I'll send you a green T-shirt.
Oh.
I thought you'd like that.
Green's one of my favourite colours. Thank you.
What are the other... Oh, I can't ask you any more questions. Sorry.
Red.
Okay.
I'm just throwing it out there. You didn't ask. It's fine.
Okay. True or false, Steve Tyler has never taken drugs.
It's just a hunch. I'm going to say not true. False.
False is the word. Going?
False. Yeah. False. Thank you. False.
You are correct. He's taken loads and loads and loads and loads of drugs.
I have been to see Aerosmith play.
Brilliant.
3 times?
Wow. You went back for more and then went back for more again.
Yeah. Well, the first time I went with an ex-boyfriend. No, I've been to see him twice with an ex-boyfriend. He really liked them. And then I also happened to see them at the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix once upon a time, Alex. Who hasn't got a sentence like that up their sleeve?
I don't think I've seen any band 3 times.
No, I haven't. There's no other people I've seen that often. I don't really know why.
I quite like seeing bands, but when there are seats. And then you have to have a moment of, oh, I'm going to have to stand up now because there's a particular big song.
Yeah, do you know the last person I went to see, and this was on, so when you have a baby, you get to go on baby moons, which is basically where you go on a holiday before you will never sleep again.
Right.
So me and my husband went on a baby moon, but it was the most like pathetic baby moon in the world. And when I started telling people where we were going and the reason why, I didn't think it was that weird until I started saying... ask me where did I go on my baby moon?
I will. I mean, we're going up to 54 with this, but where did you go on your baby moon, Ellie Taylor?
I went to Dublin. Now ask why.
Oh, yeah, because Dublin's quite a good place. Why? Yeah. Why? Why Dublin?
To watch Billy Joel in concert.
Was this your idea?
Yeah.
Oh, it was your idea?
Yeah, it was my idea. I've always loved Billy Joel since I was a kid.
He looked so cool, didn't he? Has his tie undone and...
Yeah, we used to listen to him a lot in the car, like on family holidays and stuff. So I thought everyone was into Billy Joel.
No,
they're really not.
I think I only know Piano Man. Is he the sort of person that he's done millions of songs that we all know?
Yeah.
Well, look, I've definitely realised the flaw of this format in that it's quite nice to ask follow-up questions. So it was a minimum of 50 questions. I will adjust it. But we're still on true or false. We've only done one... Steve Tyler question at this stage.
Oh, Steve, I forgot about Steve. Yeah. Okay, hit me with some more.
True or false? He was part of the junior trampoline Olympic team.
False.
True. He's good, isn't he?
Steve.
He could execute 100 continuous backflips. True or false?
True.
No, it's 26. 26.
Aww.
Yeah, he's good, but he's not that good. He's written at least 15 romantic fiction novels.
False.
It is false. That's Jojo Moyes has done that. True or false, he swam with sharks but never dolphins.
True.
False. It's the other way around. He's hugged Melania Trump.
True.
False. He's hugged Michelle Obama.
He's
meditated with the Dalai Lama.
Why not? True.
True. Correct. I think you need the next 3 to get the green T-shirt. He hates koala bears and loves leeches.
False.
Correct. It's the other way around. He used to have a pet rat. You need this.
True, true. Oh, he didn't.
Oh, they haven't seen me shake my head. You can just change your mind.
He did.
Correct.
No, didn't. Didn't.
Yeah, raccoon. He had a raccoon. So if you get this, you win the green T-shirt. True or false? Steve Tyler enjoys hang gliding and often picks and eats the leaves from the tops of trees on his way down.
False.
No, it's true. It's genuinely true. So no T-shirt for you. Fun guy.
Wow, that is interesting.
Oh, I like Ellie Taylor. Do you guys like Ellie Taylor?
Yeah, I've heard of her.
She's pretty cool.
Very much.
You all like her. Mm-hmm. How about we have a quick round of do you like? So we're going to have some music, I think from you, Ben, just a little bongo style drums. Or maybe you're a problem. Are you a problem, Ben?
Bongo Ben.
Okay. No, I don't think it'll be a problem when it comes out.
That's what...
Hang on.
That's
no.
what
just getting my, bongo
my wife said.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to find out if there are anything that the 4 of you all like. So let's not worry about Ben's opinion. Ben, just play the bongos. Can we get an agreement on any of these things? So say yeah if you like it, no if you don't like it, and then a noise in the middle if you're indifferent. Do you like Jeffrey Archer?
No.
Nah.
Okay. So
don't look.
No?
Don't.
Okay. Confusing films.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indifferent.
Ooh, nearly there. Three out of the four. That's the closest we've got so far. Very scary films.
Is that...
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Willett.
I wondered if Indifferent was the name of a confusing film.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
That's confusing. Very scary films. Do you all like very scary films?
No.
Yeah, I do.
Indifferent.
Okay. Mark's going to be difficult, I think.
What about Ian Duncan Smith? Do you all like Ian Duncan Smith?
Oh, big fan.
No,
a man only you simply one can't fault.
Paragliding? Paragliding, guys? Do you like paragliding?
Yeah.
Never tried it.
Yeah. Are you allowed to like it if you've never done it?
Yeah.
Okay, then yes.
Oh, yeah, I really like it. I really like it.
Oh, yeah, I like it.
But we're there. We're done. Thanks, Ben.
That was a good segment.
It was good, wasn't it? We didn't get on to... April Fool's Day, sports cars, tunnels, hammocks, lasagna, card games, cardigans, cardboard boxes, car dealerships, Kardashians, Cardi B, Carl Donnelly and Gardoons. Look, we need another song. So I want a song by Joe Auckland that he wasn't sure was any good, but I think it's brilliant. Are you all ready for that?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear the song.
Sure am.
Don't know much about Tokyo. Don't know much about Pinocchio. I don't know much about hairstyles. Don't know much about Prince Charles. I don't know much about spinning or weaving. Don't know much about linen or beavers. I don't know much about animals with udders. Don't know much about Neil Ruddock. Don't know much about Belize. I don't know much about Febreze. I don't know much about Cardiff. Don't know much about the TARDIS. Don't know much about mustard. I don't know much about trust. I don't know much about Mount Etna. Don't know much about Nicholas Bentner. I don't know much about drainage. I don't know much about sandwiches. Don't know much about parallel universes. Don't know much about nurses. Don't know much about my penis. I don't know much about Ribena. Don't know much about hummingbirds. I don't know much about squirty turds. I don't know much about betrayal. I don't know much about snails. I don't know much about the angel of the north. I don't know much about pork. I don't know much about Margaret Thatcher. I don't know much about the supernatural. I don't know much about Ganesh. I don't know much about the Falkirk wheel. What I do know is that I am thick. But I couldn't really give a shit. What a wonderful world this could be.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Maybe that should be our Eurovision entry.
That is excellent. Yeah.
That's one of the greatest songs ever.
Well, on the subject of wonderful worlds, I have some opinions on What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. Does anyone else have an opinion on it before I lay the F into it?
No, you seem obsessed by this song at the moment.
I've disliked that song from the first second I heard the first note of it.
Oh, dear.
Can you play a hint of it, please, Mr. Pianist? Now, listen, as you know, I am a songwriter. My songs are lovely. They're short. I don't waste any words.
That's not true.
Armstrong, however, wastes words. And I think of this song as what a wasteful of words, if I'm honest. The first line of the song. Anyone know what it is?
Is it?
I see trees of green.
What he sees is green trees. I see green trees and red roses. The rest of that verse is fine. The next verse. How does it start?
Babies cry.
No, he's, he sees skies of blue.
Oh, yeah.
He sees blue skies. And clouds of white. He sees white clouds. And then he sees the bright, blessed day. And the dark... I can't remember what the next bit is.
Sacred
is it?
Night.
The dark, sacred night. I don't think you need bright or dark, because days are bright and nights are dark, and blessed and sacred mean the same thing. Next verse. The colours of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, awful, are also on the faces of people going by. He's saying red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo and violet are all on the faces of the people that are going by. What does that mean? Willip, what does that mean?
I was going to say, what an idiot.
Yes, I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? And he's saying anyone shaking hands are really saying, I love you. And that is a worrying statistic.
What a beautiful notion.
Not if you see your wife shaking hands with your doctor, as I did.
Well, your dad.
Yes, exactly. Then he says, I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. A baby grows an inch in a month. He's staring at the crying babies. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. That is the only bit that's true. It's a wasteful word. It's a wasteful word. Thank you, pianist. That's like we rehearsed that.
That's beautiful my skill. I think that might be my best skill.
Well, pianist, like, please.
Football is.
Apart from football.
Pianist, please just do one little bit of showing off in your piano and then tell the listener that we're now going back to Ellie Taylor.
I can't do it. I can't show off on cue. And now back to Ellie Taylor.
That was your big chance, that, Ed. That was it.
I know. That's too much pressure.
Let's talk about the music you listen to now. Do you have Spotify, Ellie?
I was actually quite an early adopter of Spotify, Alex, so okay. Yes.
You were the first. Do you have Spotify in front of you? Is there some way of...
Yes, I can do, yes.
Okay, would you mind going to your most recent searches or recently played, and we can talk about what you're recently listening to?
Recently played.
What was the last thing?
Now, some of this is skewed
by my...
No excuses. No, there are, because of my daughter and her... demands. So there's a lot of things based around Frozen on here.
Okay.
But I also have on there I like musicals an awful lot.
Yeah.
So I've got Six, the musical, cast recording. I've also just got the Spotify playlist, ballads from the musicals, which I enjoy.
Okay.
That's a strange one here. The Corrs Unplugged.
Lovely. Was that a deliberate choice, or did it sort of summon that for you, do you think?
No, I could pretend it wasn't deliberate, but it was deliberate.
Sometimes you need a bit of cause, and they are a band that can justify the unplugged tag.
Yeah, it was. I remember I bought the CD of this on the way back from an exchange trip to France.
Right.
And on the ferry, and I think it was one of my first albums I ever bought. So I'm quite fond.
Well, that genre, it's always either Nirvana, Eric Clapton, or Corrs Unplugged. They're the cool ones. What I thought we'd do, I thought we would make a song for you, Ellie. You won't, unfortunately, hear this until the podcast goes out. But I thought we'd distill all your musical loves into one song for you.
Oh, okay.
How does that sound?
Marvellous.
Okay, so I need some quick-fire sort of knee-jerk reactions to these questions. What's your favourite genre of music? We might know this.
Musicals.
Musicals, good. What's your... I don't know quite how you interpret this, but what's your favourite type of singing?
I quite like... melancholic, sort of with a minor key.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy that.
Great, that'll be in the song. Have you got a favourite line from a song? Just one line, which we will hammer into the song for you. Any line at all, really. This is definitely one where you're put on the spot and then can't remember any...
No, because I've got one in my mind, okay. But I just need to think. Hang on a second.
Yeah, don't get this wrong.
I know, from Hamilton...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the one he doesn't marry. I can't remember.
Eliza? Peggy?
Eliza? Not Peggy.
Eliza?
Peggy's fucked right off by this point.
Peggy.
Angelica, Eliza.
Angelica, yeah. I think...
Angelica, I think it's Angelica, says, at least I'll have his eyes in my life.
Oh, yeah.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll be in there. At least I'll have his eyes in my life.
Yep.
Favourite country? Do you have a favourite country?
Let's say Abu Dhabi. Because of my fond memories.
Now, quite often, my ignorance is exposed in this. Is Abu Dhabi a country? Or is it a capital?
It's part of the UAE, is it? Okay. Isn't it? Are they like the Emirati States or something? I don't know. Also, I don't know about their human rights records. It's a bit dodgy over there. Let's go for Australia. That's safer.
All right.
My husband's from Australia. We'll go with Australia.
There'll be a hint of Australia in the song. Favourite musical instrument, please, Ellie?
Piano.
That's going to feature heavily. Oh, do you have a favourite way that a song ends? How do you like your songs to end? Because obviously they can fade, they can build, they can be interrupted.
I want to like a boom, boom.
Yep. I mean, Hamilton does a lot of that in quite a corny way, actually. I think it's one of the few things I'm not sure about with Hamilton. But okay, but a boom, boom ending. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favourite stupid song? You know what I mean? Just one of those stupid songs. Like it could be like Crazy Frog or just any sort of stupid song that actually you quite like.
Chick, 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 chicken?
Yep, yep. Chick, chick, chick. Play a little song for me. Sing a little song for me. Lay a little leg for me. Yeah.
It's not all about music. Yeah. Cracky.
Great. Well, I hope you're looking forward to hearing your perfect song.
I can't wait.
That'll be at the end of the podcast. Guys, I'm having a lovely chat with Ellie Taylor. What do you guys do when I'm chatting? Hello?
Sorry, carry on.
I'm having a lovely chat with Ellie. What do you guys do when I'm chatting with the guests nowadays?
We jog on the spot.
Quite right, too.
Get our steps off.
Let's do some baking.
Well, look, it's time for a brand new game in the series. It's called...
Hey!
It's called Big Mix.
Ooh, the Big Mix, the Big Mix, the Big Mix. The big mix.
Are you running out of backing music, Alex?
Well, you're going to really enjoy hearing monkey music a few times now, because what I've done is I've mixed the lyrics of two songs together and then I've sung them over the music, which is monkey music. So each of these big mixes is 30 seconds long. You can buzz in, but I think probably let them play out. But if you can get them, you need to get two song titles and the two artists. Okay, everyone ready for the first of the big mixes?
Yes.
Here it is. Oh, when the sun beats down, we've got fun and games, and your shoes got so hot you wish we know the names. We are the people down by the sea. If you got the money, honey, we got where I'll be. Under the jungle, we'll be having some fun. Does anyone think they've got all four of the answers?
No, but I've got one.
Well, I think the pianist is...
I've got two.
Well, what, the two songs or two songs and artists?
No, one song and artist.
Who? Anyone got more than two?
One.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Pianist, no. What have you got?
I've got all of them.
Well, let's hear what you've got, Mr. Pianist.
Welcome to the jungle.
By?
And then Under the Boardwalk.
Yes, by?
Oh, what? You want the
yes.
artists
by,
as well?
By?
So, Welcome to the Jungle is, by, of course, by Iron Maiden.
Yes, correct. And Under the Boardwalk is by?
Is by The Temptations.
Correct.
Well, I was going to say Bruce. I was going to say Bruce Willis.
I'll give you that. Version. It's The Drifters and Guns N' Roses. But yes, congratulations.
The Drifters, Mark. We used to play with them. Remember?
Yeah.
You must know that's by The Drifters.
I thought that was Bruce Willis.
What do you mean you both? Were you both in The Drifters?
Yeah, we're both Drifters.
We played with one of the Drifters for a while.
Oh, the Drifter.
He threatened to kill us.
Yeah.
Well, this is a story. We don't have time for any actual stories in the podcast. Instead, let's listen to the next big mix.
You can find me in the club, steal my car. Look, mommy, I got the eggs from an old fruit jar. Do anything, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, but lay off my shoes. Don't you step on my bottle full of bub. You can do anything if you into taking drugs. Well, it's one for the money, I ain't into making love. Three to get ready.
Okay, does anyone have a score higher than two for that big mix?
No, I've got two.
Come on, guys.
No, got two.
Mm. Okay. Well, Ben, what song have you recognised?
I've got Blue Suede Shoes.
By?
Is it by Little Richard?
No, it's not, but I'm enjoying your delay more and more. It's getting slightly longer each time. No, Blue Suede Shoes is by...
Elvis Presley.
Yes, that version was by Elvis Presley. And the other song...
Is it In Da Club by 50 Cent?
Correct, In Da Club by 50 Cent.
Good.
Well
what
done.
A mix.
So between you guys, you have won three pies. The points are pies. Was that right?
Yep.
Correct. Right, well, it's the final one, and whoever gets this one right wins... And this week it's a green T-shirt. So good luck, everyone. There is a link between these two songs. Hit it.
Poor old Johnny Ray, let's get together tonight. Sounded sad upon the radio, I'm really going to spend it right. Moved a million hearts in mono all week long. Our mothers cried and the folks are gone. And now the house is empty, oh, I swear what he means. Come on, everybody. My baby's number one, my thoughts I confess. Oh, come on, everybody. Ah, come on, Eileen.
Anyone know both of the songs?
No.
They were both the names of the songs were in the final line. The final line was, oh, come on, everybody. Ah, come on, Eileen.
Come on, everybody.
By?
Jive Bunny.
Eddie Cochran,
no,
correct.
And Come On Eileen by Dexys Midnight Runners.
Mark, you would have won a green T-shirt, but you were too slow that time. So it's a draw.
Oh. Shame. That's a real shame.
Did you like my singing and the game?
Yeah, I love the game.
Yeah. Really good game.
Ben?
Because it makes really entertaining lyrics and a funny tune.
Haunting.
We're going to go back to Ellie Taylor right now. So, question 30 or 45 or something. I think, Ellie, that, and I'm presuming here, that I feel like you're a little bit like us in that you pop up on a lot of things, but also you have your own things, like your own podcast. Would you like to talk about your podcast for a bit?
Okay, sure. Shall I talk or do you have more questions?
Well, it's ruder than our podcast.
Oh, yeah. So my podcast is called Ellie and Anna Have Issues. Mm-hmm. So I do it with Anna Whitehouse, who is... a campaigner and then like an online influencer, even though she would hate to be described as that. And yeah, we just sort of chat each week about different issues.
Mm.
We each have an issue of the week, and we just sort of chat nonsense. It is quite rude. It's quite basic in that way, but I'm quite a basic person, Alex, I'll be honest.
Well, the first word you said to me today were about blue vaginas.
It just happens. The blue vaginas just fall out of my mouth without me even thinking about it.
Well, I just really wanted to direct people to it because I think it's very funny. And I think podcasts are a sort of place where you can be rude But it's not rude for the sake of being rude. But, you know, we did a Radio 4 show, and even we're not rude at all, but even we were too rude for that by the end. And I think it's very good that podcasts exist, because where else would you talk about those things, I suppose?
Yeah, our podcast, we used to do a radio show together, and it used to distill the best bits of the radio, used to be the podcast. But it did feel nice when we switched just to the podcast, because you can just say whatever you fudging well like.
Yes, and I think the listeners like that, because I don't know, but I think you don't put on the radio on to listen. You just put it on so it's something's on.
Mm.
Whereas with a podcast, you're right in people's ears. And then
it's true,
really rude.
You're a real choice, aren't you, when you're listening to a podcast? Whereas a radio is quite often ambient noise.
But also, you're in things. Ted Lasso. I'm going to ask you.
Lasso.
Oh God, I always call it Lasso. Would I Lie to You? Plebs and House of Games, that sort of thing. Those are just a selection of some of them. What's the best thing that you've popped up on, do you think?
I really enjoyed doing Ted Lasso. That's really fun. It's a lovely show to be involved in, and it's done so well.
Everyone
so that's
likes
a real
it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's such a dream. That was really fun. I also did. What's a really, really fun one that I enjoy? Oh, House of Games, I really enjoy because it's so much fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the most fun way to spend a day doing silly games.
Because those things should be nerve wracking, but because you do five in a day or however it works, you sort of relax into it. But yeah, I got very competitive as well.
And I tend to lose, but I think I managed to win at least one of each run I was on, which gave me some, I don't know, what's the word?
Satisfaction?
That would do, something like that.
So you're popping up as yourself and then also acting as well. Is there something you prefer or... You know, do you want to end up doing one thing, or do you like
all of them? I know what you mean, because I do. I always describe myself as a show off for hire.
Mm.
It's sort of I do a bit of everything, and I really like that variety. I suppose stand up is at the core of it all, but stand up, I don't know if you've heard, is a very hard work.
Not ideal in the pandemic either.
No, not really. So I really like things where I don't have to prepare. Like this is an absolute treat. We have a lovely chat, and yet I haven't had to spend weeks sitting down.
Well, normally the guests do prepare
jokes
a little bit.
Was I meant to have bought? Designed a poster.
Yeah, they normally do design a poster. Yeah. I was wondering when you're going to bring out your poster.
Oh, I'll email it to
you
later.
Yes, please.
Okay.
No, I know exactly what you mean. Stand-up is hard, isn't it? And I'm slightly shameful that... I mean, I haven't done stand-up for a good few years, and I haven't missed it that much, and I feel like that's a really bad thing to say. But I think it's because it's scary and difficult.
I haven't missed stand-up at all over the pandemic. I've hardly done any gigs. I've got my second gig in about 15 months tomorrow, actually. And I'm actually going to have to write some jokes, which is annoying.
What I think...
Bloody hell, it's annoying.
I mean, again, I'm presuming now, but what you might find, I suppose, is that you do it and you go, oh, God, I remember. That's why it's so good, because I think the highs are so good with stand-up.
Yeah.
But the lows aren't.
That's the thing.
Great.
Yeah, when it goes well, it's like nothing beats it and you feel like the absolute king of the world. And yeah, I do. I mean, there are some elements I absolutely love it. I'm being a negative Nelly, but no, there are joyous parts about being a stand-up.
Yeah.
That's what I like. I never thought about being a stand-up when I was younger. I wanted to be an actress. And then just stand-up. I just saw someone do some stand-up and thought, I'll do that.
Yeah.
And I'd never really seen any other stand-up. I just thought I'd have a go. Arrogant.
Very, very arrogant. Hey, listen, guys, there was a huge response to the cover story with Andreas in Austria last week. So we're going to have another very quick cover story.
This is what you're waiting for. Yes, it's time for cover stories. This is one and there'll be more of these little cover stories.
Will's got his eyes shut now. So, we like it when people do covers of our songs. Am I right, guys?
You are.
Yes.
Because quite often when I send them round, you don't say you like it. You said you find it weird.
It's the ultimate compliment.
We really love it.
Good. Well, I like it when people do covers of my jokes or even just covers of me doing conversations. So please keep letting us know if you hear of these covers. That's what Jack Barnett did. He sent us the following tweet. Hello, at Horn Section. Check out the cast iron legend Arthur singing Seasons at the Oxford Ukuleles lockdown open mic. He absolutely nailed it. If you have a response for him, I'll forward it on. So we did have a response. He did forward it on. And I got in touch with his mum. And some words about Arthur. Oh, I'll tell you what, you can hear a bit of Arthur's song now. This is what it sounds like.
What's your favourite season?
Now I'm pretty sure that summer's my favourite season.
You said every other season. Do you understand the seasons?
Yes, I love the leaves of golden brown.
No, that's autumn, you're a clown.
Like the flowers when in bloom.
No, that's spring, you thick baboon.
Thick baboon?
Oh, no. I found out that the Oxford Ukuleles used to meet in a pub on Mondays and do gigs around Oxfordshire, but have been doing open mic nights on Zoom every Friday because of the roadworks. Thank you. Jack, who got in touch, had already done our Chris Hoy song at these open mic nights, and he asked Arthur to do Seasons with him. Arthur is 9. And he likes performing with his mum and dad at open mics. It's really boosted his confidence. Everyone liked his version of the season song, and he now finds calling people a thick baboon one of his favourite things in life. So thanks, Arthur. And please do get in touch if you've seen or done any fun covers of our stuff. Thank you. It's Ellie Taylor time. It's time for Brentwood Chat.
Oh, hello.
I think it is, isn't it? Do you not make it Brentwood Chat o'clock?
I think it was about 5 minutes, but yeah, sure, why not? Let's go for it.
You were born there. You've made it onto the Wikipedia Notable People from Brentwood page.
Oh, have I? That's a treat. Who else is on there?
Well, I'm going to ask that to you. Who else is on there, do you think? Who are the most notable people from Brentwood?
I'm going to say Jodie Marsh.
Well, she is, but she's not made it onto my list because it turns out pretty much the whole population of Brentwood are the heroes from my childhood. So I grew up in the 80s. And 90s.
OK. Steve Davis, the snooker player.
Steve Davis? Yeah.
Frank Bruno?
Trevor...
Brooking?
Ross.
Kemp.
Ray Parler. Louise.
Redknapp.
Neil.
Armstrong.
Ruddock.
OK.
Neil Razor Ruddock. Fatima.
Whitbread.
Probably the only Fatima we know.
I saw Fatima Whitbread the other day.
These are all from Brentwood. Did you see her in Brentwood?
Yeah, I saw her in Brentwood the other day.
Griff Rees.
Jones.
And Noel.
Edmund.
All from Brentwood. That's amazing, isn't it?
I didn't know that there were that many people there, to be honest. I didn't know Noel was from there.
Population of 100. A quarter of them are famous people from the 80s. Incredible.
Yes. Do you know that my favourite, there's a local paper here, the Brentwood Gazette, and I just will always remember one of my favourite headlines I saw on the front page was about Fatima Whitbread saving the eyesight of a boy, I think, in the Esso petrol station. He got petrol in his eye and Fatima had the forethought to run in and get some semi-skimmed and chuck it in his face.
That's Fatima. Do you remember the headline?
Fatima Whitbread saves boy's eye in Esso.
Probably. I think you're not going with a pun there, are you? You could have explained the story in the headline.
Yeah.
Well, I was wondering, though, is your path into the entertainment industry from the people of Brentwood or your family? Is anyone else in your family in entertainment?
No.
That's good to hear. Was your sort of career path a surprise to them, do you think?
It was a surprise to me, to be honest. I was sort of a show-off. But ended up getting into like marketing and events after uni. And then, when I started doing stand-up, I never thought I would have a job in it. I just thought it was going to be a little hobby. So, yeah, it was a bit of a surprise. And when I had to quit my job to be able to do stand-up, I just thought, well, this is mad. Of course I can't quit my day job.
Yeah.
This is really stupid. But all my family were very supportive and they said, no, of course you should do it.
There's only 10 questions left, Ellie.
Okay.
And I... not run out of steam, but the next five are the first five questions that my children asked me this morning.
Okay.
So I guess I want you to have them as sort of metaphorical questions for life. Is that all right? So question 41. Can I have Frosties?
Yes, but not every day.
Lovely. That's ideal. 42, what are we doing today?
Well, I would say just do something that makes you really happy and make someone smile.
That, yeah, because if it's going to be what makes them happy, it's not going to make me happy. But making someone else smile is a very good answer, but they would hate that.
Okay.
did Liverpool win yesterday? Question 43.
Go and ask Siri.
That was the first thing they asked me this morning. And they didn't win.
Oh,
and
no.
And then my children were sad.
Oh, no. Thought, do you support Liverpool?
I do. But I sort of stopped being sad about it. Because otherwise, that's no way to live. two more for my kids. Can I meet my friend in the park in Berkhamsted?
Do you live near to Berkhamsted?
Not near enough. I'd have to drive in there. And then I've never been there before to the park, so I'd have to trust him by himself.
No, I don't think so. I think let's just zoom it. That's what we need
okay.
to do.
And finally, from their questions, how much screen time do we get today, Dad?
I would say as much as your dad needs for you to get some work done.
Don't
something
let
like
them
that.
Know. Don't let them know that they're doing me a favour by being on screen time.
Do you ever? I sometimes say to my child, like, if you do that, then you can't watch telly. And I'm secretly thinking, please don't be naughty, because I don't want to talk to you for any longer.
I have punished myself on a couple of occasions by taking something away, which was my one key to peace. Oh, it's difficult being a parent.
It's really difficult.
But it's very rewarding in the long term. Question 46 was, is there anything you want to ask me, Ellie?
I like your wallpaper behind you. It's, I would say it's a treescape at midnight and there's lots of little golden stars all over it. What room is this?
That's a good question. I'm glad you're not asking me where it's from because I wouldn't have a clue. We call it the front room because it's at the front of the house.
Okay.
Somebody might call it a snug.
Okay.
Somebody else might call it the grown-up room. It's the one room where, in theory, the kids don't come much. Like, there's a telly in it. It's where my wife and I watch telly without the kids. Well, oh, by the way, these last few questions. Oh, no, that's all right. Well, I'll ask you in retrospect. I was going to say the first lot of questions, I was going to ask you what sort of music you want underneath them. We can ask now, and then in retrospect, I'll chuck it on.
Oh,
Just sort of style.
Like we're in a French cafe.
Yeah. Okay, French cafe music.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, no, good for me. I better write that down there because I've got to tell the pianist to get on with that. That'll be his job, I think. I don't think you're going to have a trumpet in a French cafe.
Oh, that's all right. Just a little tinkle or something in the back.
Yeah, French cafe music. All right. Okay, Ellie, what instrument would you like to be played under the final three questions of the podcast?
Do you have a bassoon?
No.
Oh.
But we can get as close as possible to a bassoon if you want.
What's the closest thing? What's the closest relative to a bassoon?
We've got a bass sax. Is that what it's called? The very long, deep saxophone.
Okay, that guy.
Okay, we'll have that guy. And what phrase would you like someone to sing over and over under the last two questions of the podcast alongside the bassoon noise?
I love Billy Joel, yeah. Just that.
Yep, great.
And with the yeah.
Yeah,
as well.
Someone will do that. Okay, and would you like that music to build to a crescendo or gently fade away?
Well, the song at the end that you're playing for me is ending with a boom boom.
Yeah.
So let's have a gentle fade away into nothingness for this one.
Well, it's going. It's on its way right now.
Oh.
And Ellie, what would you like to be your very final word of the interview?
Blue vagina.
I love Billy Joel. I love Billy Joel. Yeah. I love Billy Joel. Yeah.
Okay, before the pianist sings, does anyone have any other business?
Can we look back at the tweet photo?
I'm glad you remembered that, Ben. Do you want to guess how much traction it got?
You.
That's quite fun, isn't it?
Was it to the horn section or to Alex?
No, the big numbers.
It was just to my followers. And it got, 106 likes in half an hour. One One retweet. Why would anyone retweet?
One retweet.
One requack.
By the horn section.
It's probably my mum.
11 comments.
Yeah, wow. 11. Exciting.
Okay. I mean, it's good. Somebody called at Ponid0 says, great. Now decisions is stuck in my head once again. And then there's an emoji of a duck and some music notes.
Oh, that's
an
nice
old podcast classic. Somebody else called Daniel Biggin _ photos and videos says, Mr. Ed, a fantastic human being if there ever was one, and he was far too talented 25 years ago, and so now his musical skills must be obscene. Do you know who that is? Daniel Biggin, he's called.
Oh, yeah. Absolute legend, that guy.
Somebody else puts Craig Revel Horwood ? A parody of Gavin Williamson says, I get my best advice from channeling my inner Ed the Duck. He's the only person who will listen to me when I'm feeling lonely. He knows exactly what to do to cheer me up.
That sounds exactly like Gavin Williamson.
Sarah says, are those gloves used professionally? JK Calloway, this will haunt my dreams for the next few nights.
That's nice.
Probably this is my favourite one from Anxiety Anecdotes. I can never remember that man's name. Although these last two are good. Darren C says, Sheldrake, more like Swan Lake.
Oh.
Could have gone for Sheldrake.
Oh.
And Martin
you should
Goodman.
Change your name to Ed Swan Lake.
Yeah. Me?
It's not. Yeah.
Okay, if you want. And then Martin Goodman just says, little crapping machines.
That's the best one.
So it's a pretty good experiment there.
I need to spend more time on Twitter. That was absolutely brilliant.
Well, to celebrate the tweets, pianist, tell us what you've done and then announce the song by pretending that it's just one best song at the Oscars.
I've written a song, Alex, about a sensible guy. That's what I've done.
Yep, and it's just one best song at the Oscars.
I'd like to thank Mummy.
Mummy.
Giving me all of the talent. And Daddy for teaching me how to be a sensible boy.
Tasty number.
With the proper music.
Yeah.
Good singing, Ed.
Oh, thanks, man.
Ed.
That's me.
God, he's finally lodged it in his brain with that.
You're the singer, aren't you? Ed, I remember. Well, that's it. That's it. We finished, everyone. So thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks to Joe and Joel for also listening and supporting us. Thanks to the band for practicing lots when they were children. Thanks to Mr. and Mrs. Sheldrake for all the problems and the talent. Thanks to Ellie Taylor for being the best guest ever. Thanks, guys. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
At least I keep his eye. At least I keep his eyes. At least I keep his eyes. At least I keep his eyes in my
Murray. I'm from Tennessee. I hope everyone is okay. Look at my knee. I highly recommend the movie Deep Impact with Chia Leone. Look at my knee. My knee. My knee. My knee. Look at it. Look at my knee. My knee. My knee. My knee. Look at it. It is massive. Massive. A massive knee. As a matter of fact, it is a massive knee. My name is Murray.
Hello? Yes? It's time for the $5 holler, in which I thank everyone who's donated any amount under $50. Because if you pay $50, you get your very own dingle. If you pay $100 or more, you get your very own song or more. But we're grateful to anyone who supported us. So this beautiful piece of music is for you guys who've donated us whatever you can, be that $5 or another number. So guys, get ready, listen out for your names, and enjoy the tune. Take me to your music. Wow, I like your music. I would like to meet your music again. But now I would like to sing some names. Lauren Hafford, Heidi Jensen, Kevin Redshaw, Karen McConaughey, Sarah Kelly, another Sarah now, Sarah Paul, Dan Burkett, hi Dan, Alice Griffin, then just Ashley, Sam Van Leer, Luke Brennan, Lydia Katz, Jennifer Duck, Laura Claringbold, Amy Greenwell, Victoria Longbottom. Thank you for the caveat suggestion. Laura Hall, BT, Dan Settle, Tom Chappers, Chapman, Elizabeth Fredrickson, Matthew Poe, Jacob Faber, Phil Margaret, Rob Langley, Lauren H, Nick, Lily Shamiard, times five. Lily Shamiard, thank you times five for your donation. Let's carry on. Forrest Shepherd, Joe Francis, Kat Shearer, happy birthday, Kat. Matthew Riley, Alexander Heal, Sebastian White, I'm Nick Street. Ellen Gelling, time five, too. Thank you, Ellen Gelling. George Milson, Josh Myers, Ben Hill, Aaron Tebano, James Rankin, Robert Kearns. Whew, big time.